George Pickens traded to the Dallas Cowboys for a 2026 third-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick. What does this look like for the Steelers going forward? And what is the Cowboys wide receiver room going to look like? And how are they going to adapt with George Pickens now on the team? This is the Fumble Rooski Podcast.
It may not have always showed it in the stat sheet, but you can see him making throws when he needs to make the throws.
Back-to-back games where he has three touchdowns. Someone's got to get that six or seven spot.
He's an elite wide receiver as a rookie.
Truly a lose-lose scenario for both sides.
Welcome to the Fumble Rooski Podcast by Parity 18 Radio and Secret Weapon Consulting. Chris Kostich, he's CJ Medeiros. Happy Friday. Today's May 9th. 2025, recording this at 1:19 p.m., so don't kill us if something happens at the 5 o'clock hour when we post this and something happens. But right now, George Pickens traded to the Cowboys yesterday for a 2026 third-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick. There was also a sixth-round pick that the Steelers had tagged to Pickens that they sent over to Dallas as well. So two for two, essentially. But now Pickens out in Dallas with Dak Prescott, Brandon Cooks. We'll talk more about what the Cowboys look like a little later on. But in terms of the Steelers, now the wide receiver room looks like DK Metcalf, Robert Woods, Calvin Austin. Throw in Scotty Miller, Super Bowl champion Scotty Miller. Who's throwing them the ball?
Oh, Robin Wilson from Michigan, too.
What was that?
Roman Wilson from Michigan last year. He was just hurt.
Yep, Norman Wilson. Roman Wilson. Roman. Roman. All right, we're good. Roman Wilson from Michigan, so they'll have him, see how he turns out. But in terms of just looking at the trade in general, first, before we go into the outlook of what the Steelers, I think that the third, like a third round pick and a fifth round pick, I think it's fine. I honestly probably would have went a little lower or tried to, because like George Pickens has some baggage. There's no denying that. He might be entertaining to watch in terms of his antics, but he's also going to say a lot of things. That's for certain. Is this a good trade for the Cowboys? Sure. I mean, George Pickens is a talented wide receiver. He is. But he also says a lot of shit and then either can't back it up or gets in his own head. Via the six drop game he had against Cincinnati last year. Just to name an instance, that was something that we were talking about right before we start recording this. But CJ, is this a good trade for the Steelers? I feel like in a sense, yes. But at the same time, maybe you're trying, like, they're technically still in the sweepstakes for Aaron Rodgers, if we still want to keep him on the table. So it seems like this could either be a good thing or a bad thing in terms of that. But good trade or bad trade?
For Pittsburgh, now, this is going to be such a cop-out. Sorry, guys. I guess it depends on what you consider a good trade. Because as a whole, Pickens is a good player. I mean, just strictly from athletic ability and everything else, I would say, yeah, no, he's actually a really solid player. I mean, he's a 1,000-yard receiver. He's shined relatively despite not that great QB play. He's never really had a nose for the end zone, but he's still good to get you 4 to 5 touchdowns a year.
I also do want to state that he's also dealt with some terrible offensive coordinators too.
Yeah, bad OCs and stuff like that. But the thing is with Pickens, it's all about attitude. He, like, in fact, I want to do a flashback real quick to the 2022 NFL draft when he was drafted. He was considered the biggest boom or bust prospect at that time, as far as receivers went. And the elephant in the room, of course, was his ACL tear. However, that seemed to dissipate after the combine, where they said, you know, he looked fast, he looked fluid, he recovered completely. But the real issue was his character. That was probably his biggest weakness in that draft. When you look at NFLDraftBuzz.com, he had a number of off-field issues. He violated team rules before, he had punched other players and had to be ejected. In fact, his own head coach, Kirby Smart, outright called him undisciplined. And that, frankly, just didn't get better when he went to the NFL. That sounds bad, I guess.
This is just coming into us right now. Omar Khan said that Pickens never even requested a trade. Steelers decided to do this all on their own.
Well, we knew that, but now it's confirmed. So yeah.
Yep.
Basically, Omar Khan was Steelers GM. Chris, allow me to reiterate here, has confirmed that Pickens never requested a trade out of Pittsburgh. They took the initiative here. And yeah, you know, there's a lot to unpack there, but we'll circle back.
Finish with what you were initially going to go with, and then we'll move on to that.
Yeah, no, I'll circle back. Don't worry. It's just so Pickens, plain and simple, it just didn't get better. He screams at his quarterbacks. He'll get in the face of anyone on the team. He fights with his coaches. He literally fights, like opposing players. And what I hated is how people covered up and say, oh, he's just got passion. He's a dog. He's a fighter. He's scrappy. He's, you know, it's like, that's what you want. It's like, yeah, but with your own players, like on your own team, where he screams for the ball and says stuff like, oh, I'm open even when I'm not. Well, he didn't say that, but that's kind of how it comes across, how he's going to demand, like, you force feed him. Knowing, by the way, that he takes routes off. He quits on plays when he knows he's not getting the ball. And he's just a bad locker room guy in general. He's got a horrific temper. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He's immature. He's undisciplined. He, like I said, he literally will just fight players randomly. Like, I don't know why, but I'm sorry. Some people are like, oh, that's slanderous against Pickens. And some people like really gone well out of their way to defend him and, you know, things like that. And they've taken certain routes to say, oh, you can't talk about him that way. That's not very nice. It's like, well, look, I'm sorry, Pickens defenders. There's no corner of the earth where you can now hide from the truth. It's time for you to face the music. The Steelers literally just said, no, we've had it with your nonsense. It's over. It's over. Get out. And so circling back to whether or not it's a good trade, when you offload that type of guy and you still will probably end up with a top 100 pick, that's pretty good considering the fact you had to pay the diva tax. So, you know how we talk about suck tax for teams? This is a diva tax, you know, where you move a player who's a known head case. And the fact you still got a third, I can't even be mad at that for Pittsburgh, right? And, you know, you offload that. The only issue is now you have a hole at wide receiver too. Sure, you have DK, who's just another nutcase in and of himself, but
it's a different type of nutcase though.
Yeah, he's like George Pickens, but like diet, you know?
Yeah, like he's not going to say anything absolutely redundant to the media, but he's going to he's going to act out.
Yeah, and the thing with Pickens is how there's two instances that alarm me the most about him. One was there's this guy on social media who talks football or whatever. I don't remember his name. I know he's got a fair amount of followers. And he was saying, what's the problem with George Pickens? Here's a timeline of his attitude problems. Pickens saw the video, went into the comments and said, hey, send me your address. It's like, dude, what?
That's crazy.
What? Oh my God, you have millions of dollars and you're compared with what some dude on IG says. Dude, please, like, grow a thicker skin. And then there's last season where it's week 18 against the Bengals, I believe, right? And Pickens just quit on the team, which is funny because the week before he whined up a storm to the media about how he never gets the ball. And then you had, you know, Wilson force feed him and he had drop after drop after drop. And then to keep their hopes of winning that game alive, he just took the route off, didn't realize that the play was designed for him. Wilson threw him the ball, and by the time he got his head around, it was too late. And by the way, I do want to point out how much of a good trade it is for Pittsburgh, because this is per The Athletic. George Pickens was apparently made available for trade during the draft process. And especially like during the combine, teams laughed at the Steelers at the mere thought of inviting someone like George Pickens into the locker room. By the way, that's not me. That is literally per The Athletic. And I quote, multiple NFL teams reportedly laughed at the idea of adding Steelers wide receiver George Pickens to their roster and inviting him into their locker room due to his reputation, per The Athletic. Like, yeah, that's it. So once again, to everyone who defends Pick and says, oh, he's not that bad, people just don't like him because he's a dog. Well, there you go. The NFL teams say you're wrong. And the thing is, he had character concerns back in college. We already know this, but this is the big point. This is a Pittsburgh problem. I don't know what in the Allegheny River, you know, which is in Pittsburgh, if you know your geography, like, attracts divas there. But this is nothing new. You had Antonio Brown, Mr. CTE ESPN himself. Hey, not slandering. That's what he calls himself. That's what he says. Then you had TikTok boy Juju, Martavis Bryant, who, in the words of Stephen A. Smith, could not stay off the weed. Sorry, I could have gone into it more, but I don't. You had
who might be the
most arrogant person ever, and then Deontay Johnson, who flat out quit. What is it with Steelers and taking all these like insane wideouts? Like, come on. At least I'll give Tomlin a scotch of credit, because now finally circling back to how Pickens and request a trade, this was on the Steelers. This was actually on Tomlin. Tomlin did not want him there. Tomlin brought this up to the team and just said, it's not going to work. Because, yeah, you know, when Pickens is like in your ear screaming every other play, I wouldn't want him there either.
No, I agree. I wanted to pause you for a second because Martavis Bryant, oh, such a dog.
He was, but couldn't stay off the weed. Couldn't stay off the weed, duh, as Stephen A. says.
Had one of the sickest catches of all time, too.
Oh, no. Yo, you got a point. It's just, but still, he's just another Steelers receiver that just flat out couldn't keep his nose clean.
I'm not even trying to make a point. I'm just
right. No, you're right though. You're right. It's just like I said, what the hell is going on in Pittsburgh? Seriously. Like Antonio Brown, you know, the original nutcase, and then afterward, you know, Juju, Bryant, Claypool, Johnson, like. And I know everyone's like, oh, Mike Tomlin's the diva whisperer. He can handle them. No, he cannot. Like, all these guys go to Pittsburgh and then just turn. And then literally, like, you go to Pittsburgh and, you know, on the team bus, and then you leave in a straitjacket. That seems to be what it is. The only player I'll give them credit for is Pickens. You know, because they didn't turn Pickens into a nutcase. He went to Pittsburgh already insane. But then again, you knew he was insane. You still let him into the locker room. So I don't know. Hopefully the sixth time is the charm and they'll learn their lesson. But I doubt it.
Yeah. It's funny to think how, like, Martavis Bryant could considerably be the least tame of any Steelers player in terms of, like, the only thing that he really got in trouble for was the weed stuff. And that's pretty tame to say the least. Yeah, like, but it wasn't like he was acting out. It wasn't like he was saying a bunch of shit to the media. Like, he went out there and played ball and smoked a little weed on the side.
No, but it's not that he didn't smoke it on the side. It's kind of like a Josh Gordon thing where it, unfortunately, and by the way, I'm not saying this to hate or to do whatever.
Yeah.
Where it's not like it was on the side. It was like part of him. It's that he couldn't stop. He got hooked. And honestly, I don't know where he is now, but I genuinely hope he got the help he needs or wants, because part of it too is that you got to want to change. And, you know, a lot of these guys, they don't ask to get hooked, but like, you know, like when you can't put it down, that's a bit of a problem for a team.
Yeah. I'll go a step further though on the Steelers wide receivers, that this has, you could even argue that they've been having weird wide receiver stuff since the beginning of the millennium. Plaxico Burress shot himself in the leg at a club. Hines Ward, not even like saying Hines Ward was a dickhead, but he had a bit of a reputation of being kind of a cheap shot.
And so did, or not so much a cheap shot, but Santonio Holmes was a bit arrogant as well.
Yep. So this has been happening since for a little bit, but it's been more well noticed in the last 10 years. Long are the days of the Steelers wide receivers of the 70s. You know, you had guys like John Stallworth and Lynn Swann. Lynn Swann taking ballet lessons to better his footwork on the field. Like, gone are the days of that. The 2000 Steelers are head cases. In response to everything that you said, I'd have to agree with pretty much all of it. I mean, when you got teams that are laughing at your team for some of the like offers you're getting for, or they're getting for deals for you, like, you should know that maybe you're the problem. But
seriously. And like I said, my issue keeps being that it's the people that defend him, like in these comments, like, oh, you don't know ball. He's not that bad. He's a dog. You're slandering him. And you know, they'll take other ways to defend him too. It's like, oh, you're just biased against him. It's, oh, you can't handle the good. They'll actually say, oh, he's a good teammate. He pushes you. It's like, he's just insanely self-destructive and just uncontrollable. And like I said, in college, his own head coach, Kirby Smart, used the term undisciplined to describe him to others. So, like I said, with this and how you have other teams laughing at him, like, sure, you can keep thinking that. But like I said, there's now literally nowhere to hide from the truth. Like, you need to face the music here. The other NFL teams disagreed. And then there's just Dallas, where it's Dallas. They'll take all kinds of characters, which, Mitch, you want to talk about that now? With Dallas, I meant.
I wanted to touch on one more thing in terms of the Steelers, because you would think that, like, because it seemed a little bit more reasonable still with George Pickens on the Steelers for Aaron Rodgers to go to the Steelers at that point. He had been working out with DK Metcalf, but still nothing on that. Steelers are still uncertain if he signs. Andrew Filippone on 93.7 The Fan said that he thinks that the Steelers probably wouldn't be upset if Aaron Rodgers were to go up and retire today.
I'm sorry.
This will be the last thing I'll say about it as well. And kind of the roundabout point. Mike Florio was on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. And this is according to X that Filippone posted. Pro Football Talk says on 93.7 The Fan, a source told him a theory that Aaron Rodgers is waiting to sign with the Steelers until after the NFL schedule release, so the league doesn't load up on early Steelers primetime games, is right on the money.
Interesting. Another thing with Rodgers, though, is at this point, why would you want him? I mean, I know the name sounds good, and people are like, oh, I mean, some people think he's a top three QB all time. I'm sorry. He has played himself out of that conversation. In my eyes, I think he's played himself out of the top five. He's so much of a shell of what he was. And don't let those numbers against the Jets fool you. It's like, oh, well, statistically, he wasn't terrible. Like, yeah, all of his numbers came from him just wailing on really, really bad teams.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not. What? Am I supposed to be impressed that he, you know, beats up on like the Browns or whoever or the Patriots? Like, ooh, you're so good. And you know what's even funnier? In a move to entice him, allegedly the Steelers might be looking at bringing in Alan Lazard. And I just, on the Rodgers thing, I just don't think it's a great idea.
Yeah, not at all. At this point, it's just like, what are we even waiting for anymore? Just who else is interested? I don't know. I feel like the only team that's still interested in Rodgers from reports is the Steelers.
Yeah. And once they lose interest, it's over. And you know what the funny thing is? The players have lost interest because, you know, Cam Hayward came out and said, stop dragging your feet. You want to be here or you don't. And another player said something to the effect of like, okay, yeah, I'm tired of hearing about him every time. And then you have other players that are hearing, oh, they might trade for Alan Lazard to bring in Rodgers. Steelers safety Deshaun Elliott was asked about this and said, quote, he's so ass.
Yeah.
And I quote. Like I said, so as a whole, like, no, like, I feel like doing this or, you know, telling Rodgers, you know, just giving that idea the heave-ho, telling him to screw off, I really do think that's just a blessing in disguise. Because if you're Pittsburgh, there's really no scenario where you should be trying to contend. I know it sucks, but you might really just have to tank, like, because you are, if you keep going the way you're going, you will forever be mediocre. And I hate to say it, but it looks like that they're really content to be mediocre. And I would say, why don't you want more?
Yeah. So another part of this, I guess we'll segue now into the Cowboys. Part of this quote from Omar Khan, the GM for the Steelers. So obviously we got done saying how that it wasn't a trade request from George Pickens. This was all on the Steelers' accord. The Cowboys reached out during the week, and we had some conversations internally. Sorry, this part of the quote. And with George's agent, we discussed where things were with George, where they are, and where things could go. We think it makes sense for everyone, end quote. So segueing into the Cowboys reached out to the Steelers about getting George Pickens, actually. And so that could probably explain why the Steelers end up getting that top 100 pick for next year's draft, because now they ended up getting a little bit of that leverage to get a little bit more from the Cowboys. So makes it a little bit more interesting in this case that the Cowboys did reach out, especially after the report of teams laughing at the Steelers' offers during the draft. So this is another interesting development in this whole thing, but it's kind of like what I said earlier on, you know, that Cowboys definitely could have gone away with trading maybe a fourth round pick or even a fifth round pick, maybe, which they did in terms of the 27 pick, but I'm saying like the 26 pick could have even been that low.
Yeah, honestly, I think so. I feel like Dallas, you know, it's also Jerry. He's the GM, and he's probably paranoid that some other team was going to swoop in and grab him, even though he had, like, no market.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You want to move into this from Dallas's perspective?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was looking for at this point, you know. So, looking at Dallas's receiver room now, it's more just their team in general. Obviously you got Dak Prescott as your quarterback. If he gets hurt, it's Joe Millen. I'm only mentioning that because with Dak's history recently, it's very much up in the air. Javonte Williams, your running back, with Miles Sanders and rookie Jadon Blue, wide receiver room, CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, Jalen Tolbert, Kevontae Turpin, Jonathan Mingo with Jake Ferguson, your tight end. That's what your offense looks like right now. It's solid. It's pretty solid. Running backs are going to be interesting, say the least. But it's kind of the same thing with what we said in terms of the Steelers. Like, yeah, you're letting go of a talent, a solid talent, but you're also receiving a head case at that point. Steelers getting rid of a head case. Cowboys now taking in a head case. And a team that's got a couple. Mike Parsons loves to run his mouth a little bit. CeeDee Lamb is his own type of diva. So, you know, Dallas is being Dallas right now and just making money moves.
Oh, my God. This is such a Cowboys move.
It is. It is.
This is like no ifs, ands, or buts. This is a Cowboys move. That's really all I got to say is just stereotypical Cowboys move. Take all of a guy's character concerns, crumple it up into a ball, three-point it right to the trash can, you know, just throw all caution to the wind and say, sure, he's fine. Give up a top 100 pick, which, yeah, that's a bright idea, Dallas. You did good. But it gets funnier to me, Chris. You know why? Because Pickens isn't signing an extension with Dallas that came out. He's literally a one-year rental. And the Cowboys knew this in our final thing. They said, oh, that doesn't mean we won't get a bag. We're just going to let him hit free agency. And I'm like, with somebody as, well, mercurial as Pickens and somebody who's just as bellicose as he may be and just completely random, like you never know what you're going to get. And he's just that angry all the time. Like, why would you risk that? Like, why would you bring that in? Like, do you think he and CeeDee Lamb's going to coexist? Because, you know, if Lamb drops one ball, Pickens going to be in his face. If you know anything about CeeDee Lamb, he does not take kindly to that. And, oh, my God, if Pickens says anything negative about Parsons, you know, Parsons is going to be up his rear end like that. And for the Cowboys, I don't see the vision here. I mean, I understand why. But I guess the question is, when does the crash out start? Week 8? Before Week 8? After Week 8? Place your votes now, kids. But once again, I really don't view this as a great trade for Dallas. I mean, on paper, it's fine. But when you take into consideration the fact you have a top 100 pick for a one-year rental, or what could be a one-year rental, you could re-sign him, but even still, with the market for receivers, you're going to have to pay him at least $20 million a year, which he's talent-wise is worth. Everything else, absolutely not. And, oh, God, when he blows up at Dak, that's going to be something. I really don't see the upside. Like, he's not going to win a Super Bowl there. I don't think you can win a Super Bowl with him on your team just because he's that much of a distraction.
Yeah. So I'm looking through X right now just to see what some of the reactions are in general. Seems like a lot of people, looking at the Ian Rappaport tweet of the Omar Khan quote, a lot of people not thrilled with Omar Khan. That is for sure. One commenter said, Pittsburgh gave up Pickens to get the third rounder and a meaningless late round 27 pick swap. Whereas if they just played Pickens in 25 and let him walk in free agency, he would have likely netted a, wait for it, third round compensatory pick in 26. They gave him away.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. All right, hear me out. They literally said if you let him play out, let him leave, you could have gotten a compensatory pick, right? The pick that you got from Dallas is going to be higher than a compensatory pick because compensatory picks add on to the third round because, you know, it's 32 teams, right? What is 32 times 3? 96, right? So that means all the comp picks are going to be 97 onward. So you have a top 100 pick. God, What are they teaching in the schools in Pittsburgh? You understand where I'm coming from, right? It's like, oh, you could have gone in there. And so you just like, what? No, no, no. And I know some people, but there is one thing I do want to point out about that. I read other comments like that. Fans of the Steelers are upset about the return they got for Pickens. Cancer tax or not. They're upset about the return. But notice that they're not upset that he's gone.
Yeah.
That's the one thing. We read these comments. They're always like, oh, we could have gotten more. We got fleeced, yada, yada, yada. But none of them are like, no, he's gone. How will we go on? This is terrible. They're upset with the return. But I have not seen anyone that's like legitimately upset that Pickens himself is gone. That should tell you a lot.
Here's a just reading some other comments. Pickens' ugly ass face matches his ugly ass behavior. Nice.
Damn, that's actually kind of come on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like keep it objective.
Here's another one that I found a little interesting. Remember when the Browns started talking Super Bowl after trading for Odell? May want to dampen expectations. That's crazy that we're putting Odell in the same conversation, or George Pickens in the same conversation as Odell.
He's a lot nuttier.
Yeah. But a lot of people just saying all that to go 8-9, miss out on the playoffs, only to finish in third, like in the NFC East. It's so funny how just 4 months ago, y'all was calling Dak trash, but now they got a new wide receiver, and all of a sudden it's who's going to stop this offense. Did y'all forget who the QB throwing to the new wide receiver is?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see it working out because you all know that I'm not the highest on Dak. I think he's fine, but I don't know.
I'm just waiting for Dak to get hurt and Joe Millen to be fun to watch. That's what I'm waiting for. Need some JM3 ball.
Yeah. Oh, dude. That's actually a really bad thing for Milton.
Yeah. Because according to reports, he's an egg case himself.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he literally like wanted out of New England. So yeah, like if Pickens starts yelling at him, Milton's just gonna go insane.
Yeah. I mean, if this works out, this could be a fun offense to watch. But that's a big if because of how the Cowboys have been operating recently. Who's their new head coach again?
Oh, Brian Schottenheimer.
That's right.
Already, no, we're not looking good there.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else you want to touch on in terms of this?
No, that's pretty much it. That's like all the news that's fit to cover. But we do have one other thing to tell our viewers, do we not, Chris?
Oh, I was going to get into the in case you missed it real quick before we got
fair enough. Right, right.
But in case you missed it, Panthers making a couple moves. Placed Jonathan Brooks, running back, on the pup list, meaning he's out for the season. Which is unfortunate, kind of shortens their shortens their running back room a little bit, but that just means that guys like Chuba Hubbard are going to show out. Same thing with maybe Rico Dowdle. Trevor Etienne is going to maybe do something. He's a rookie, right? Yeah. I might blanket on that.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
No, they drafted
their fourth round pick. Yeah. I don't know why I just blanked on that.
Yeah.
Georgia guy. They also. Etienne? Yeah.
Yeah. Trevor Etienne. That's it.
Yeah. Brother of Travis Etienne. Jadeveon Clowney also just got released by the Panthers. It's a shame about Jadeveon Clowney. You first round pick for the Texans. Sharing the same D line with JJ Watt. I feel like that was one of those guys that should have had a fantastic career, but I feel like slightly underwhelming.
Yeah. I'd say that.
Not his fault. I think he's dealt with some injury history as well, but yeah. He didn't like he was good when he was healthy. But just didn't shape out for him.
Yeah, Clowney. Yeah, a lot of it was just due to the injuries, but yeah, even when he was on the field, he was fine.
Yeah. I kind of see him in the same way of Chase Young.
Yeah.
I put them in the same category. But looking at the field, Eagle side over in Philly, they reworked a deal for Dallas Goedert for this season. So have you looked at the deal at all?
Goddard, no, I have not. I haven't seen it.
I'm gonna do a quick search on it right now, but should have done, of course, should have done this a little before we got
Yeah, I
into
am
it.
impressed.
Maybe, but reworked deal. So now he will be a free agent for 2027, potentially for next season. But now he's making he was making a 4 years, 57 mil, but
Yeah.
they brought a lot of that money into for next season. So, or yeah, pardon, I'm looking at it wrong. He'll be a free agent next season. So, part of his rookie extension, or still part of his rookie contract that he got an extendo on.
Yeah, I'm happy for him, but there were some rumors he was gonna get traded too, but I'm glad it didn't
Yeah,
happen.
I know, and which is odd because behind them there's not much else. So, Jaguars releasing Gabe Davis, and he was owed $12.5 million this season. Boy, what a fall off! Remember when he had four touchdowns in that playoff game against
Yeah.
Kansas City?
After 1 year, 3 year, $39 million contract out, Travis Hunter took his job.
Yeah. I mean, if Gabe Davis wasn't didn't like completely fall off this season, then I think we could be looking at a pretty solid we could be looking at a pretty fun offense.
Yeah.
Because Gabe Davis wasn't bad in Buffalo. He had the year that the year that four touchdown playoff game ended up having 48 catches, 836 yards, seven touchdowns, pretty average year. But this season in Buffalo, or this season in Jacksonville, he only played in 10 games, 20 catches, 239 yards, and two touchdowns.
Yeah, I know someone that had him in fantasy. They were not thrilled.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be either. His last year in Buffalo, 45 catches, 746 yards, seven touchdowns. That was the other thing is that Gabe Davis, like as good as he was in Buffalo, he was so inconsistent. So inconsistent.
Yeah, no, I mean that's true. He definitely was. Like he would definitely have his moments, but even at the time we saw with Jacksonville, I thought that was like way too much money for who was basically going to be your wide receiver three. Because they drafted what's his name there? Brian
Brian
Thomas
Thompson.
Jr. and they already had Christian Kirk on the roster. So you were literally doing this for a wide receiver three.
Well, at the time, wide receiver two, because
They had
we didn't know
the
how.
vision. They trusted the vision, but you know.
Yeah, we didn't know how Brian Thomas was going to end up. But yeah, now you're paying at that point. Yeah, at the end of the season, you're paying a wide receiver three, 30 mil.
Yeah.
But anything else you want? Or yeah, let's get into the other thing.
Our
Gonna
summer episodes.
summer episodes, so no more Friday episodes. Hurry here first. Now that we're hitting deep into the off season, gonna be extremely slow. So we're gonna kick it to one episode per week, Tuesdays at 7:30. And we got a lot of stuff scheduled. Talking about each division as well as the top players at each position. CJ, do you want to take it away?
I sure do. All right, everyone. Once again, just Tuesdays. Here we go. May 13th. As you know, we're doing our divisional breakdowns and our top five rankings in each position. So, May 13th. Safeties, or top five safeties, and break it down the AFC East. On the 20th, top five linebackers and breaking down the AFC North. The 27th, the top five corners and we're breaking down the AFC South. June 3rd, top five edge rushers and breaking down the AFC West. Then on the 10th, we have the top five tight ends and we're breaking down the NFC East. On the 17th, top five running backs and we're breaking down the NFC North. Then on the 24th, we've got, you know, our wide receiver rankings, you know, top five and breaking down the NFC South. And then on July 1st, we've got our top five quarterback rankings and we're breaking down the NFC West. Then on the 8th, we're going to be ranking the teams in the NFL. I believe it's usually our top 10 that we're going to debate there. 15th of July is our NFL honors prediction. And on the 22nd, we're going to be talking about fantasy football. Those are the tight ends and running backs, and QBs. Sorry, Adam made a mistake there. And then on the 29th of July, we've got fantasy running back and wide receiver rankings. We're still going to also have episodes on August 5th and August 12th. And those are still up in the air, probably some preseason coverage. Those are kind of like our anything goes episodes, but we'll see. There will likely be a post coming out later, you know, detailing everything.
Yeah, and obviously it's not going to be just held to that. If there's other storylines going on in the NFL, we'll talk about that. News. Like Jalen Ramsey maybe getting traded. Still waiting on that.
And how?
Yeah, been waiting on that.
Maybe a Rodgers signing, maybe. Big maybe.
Yeah, maybe a Rodgers signing. Been waiting for that since before the draft. But yeah, that is all the scheduled content that we have here today, though. Thank you for tuning in to the last Friday episode of the off season. Next Friday episode will be training camp, right?
Yeah, probably like during August. Well, yeah, no, it will be during August. So yeah, last Friday episode for a bit. It's May.
Yeah.
You'll still see us, of course, listeners, but just once a week. I think our Friday episode would be what, on like the 15th or the 22nd?
One, two.
Yeah.
Once we get closer into the season, that's basically it. New episode coming out on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. What are we talking about on Tuesday again?
Safeties in the AFC East. Chris, where were you?
I don't have the list in front of me, dog.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Now, I'm not saying that is like a, oh, that makes sense. It's more of a, yeah. But yeah, by the way, I do think that the next Friday episode would be on the 22nd.
All right. There you have it. Next Friday episode on August 22nd. 3 months from now. 3 months and a couple weeks. But new episode coming out on Tuesday at 7:30, where we're going to be talking about the safeties, top safeties, and the AFC East, and should be a fun one. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Also have all our episodes available on Spotify, Spreaker, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, and so much more. Be sure to follow our Instagram, FumbleRooski_podcast, to keep up with the pod and the latest coverage on the NFL. Otherwise, he's CJ Medeiros. I'm Chris Kostich. We'll see you on Tuesday. Over and out.